Clashes erupt between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces in the city of Umm al-Fahm. The demonstrators had gathered to support administrative detainees and protest against Israel's recent search operations in the West Bank. Protesters clashed with security forces during the Day of Rage demonstration on Friday. Israeli soldiers used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the protesters. Several people were injured. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Office has urged Israel to exercise restraint in its search for the missing Israeli teenagers in the West Bank. The OHCHR said the scale of operations and the number of people they're affecting is deeply disturbing. Over 400 Palestinians have been arrested since the three teenagers went missing on the 12th of June. Israel claims they've been kidnapped by the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. Hamas, however, denies the allegation. Let's get more now from Nell Burden, our correspondent with us live via Skype from Ramallah. So Nell, tell us about this, first of all, recent clashes that we reported between protesters and Israeli forces in Umm al-Fahm, and how long these raids are going to continue.
Well, actually, first of all, it's very unusual to have this many protesters in Umm al-Fahm. It's an Israeli area in Haifa. And actually, what we saw yesterday was hundreds of protesters coming out in force. Now, the Israelis cracked down very hard on them. They closed down the route, first of all, their demonstration, not allowing them to freely demonstrate. And then they attacked them using tear gas and rubber bullets. We've had dozens of injuries, dozens of people taken away to hospital. But the real reason why people were so furious, not only were they in support of Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails, now there's over 5,000 prisoners, including those being held in administrative detention, which is without charge or trial, sometimes for many months. But also the fact that actually the administrative detention has now over doubled since the new spate of arrests that have taken place in the West Bank. Since three Israeli teenagers went missing over 2 weeks ago, the Israeli army have conducted massive incursions in the West Bank. Although it's calming down somewhat now, according to sources, they have arrested well over 400 people, and they're holding them in administrative detention. Now, they have stated that they will release those who have been on hunger strike for many months in detention. However, it seems as though those people are simply being replaced and more so being held in that respect. So, first of all, the people came out on force to demonstrate against this issue. Second of all, about the ongoing incursions and also the bombing of Gaza. On a nightly basis, the Israelis have been bombarding the Gaza Strip. We've had over 20 deaths in the previous 2 weeks. In the West Bank, we've had 8 deaths in the previous 2 weeks. We've had hundreds of people arrested and over 130 injuries. And although it's calmed down, it seems as though they are still continuing these incursions.
Thank you very much, Nell Burden, our correspondent with us there from Ramallah.